Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12. He began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake off the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. It's very meaningful. Jesus sent the disciples two by two, because two by two, they can keep Jesus in the midst. Because Jesus promised, "But two or three are united in my name, I am in the midst." So the disciples, not just preaching on their own, they share the life with the people, the life of Jesus, together. Jesus prayed the Last Supper, "Father, that they all may be one." This unity, that means unity with God the Father, unity with Jesus, unity with the disciples. Only in communion, only in unity, we can share this life of God. So it's important, no matter where we go, keep this in mind, to have communion with one another. Satan is doing all his best to make people against one another. Unity is what Jesus expects from us. So always easy. Unity means you lose yourself at times. Unity means you have to love all. Unity means you have to love Jesus in each person. You believe that wherever we send, we have to love Jesus in each person. Even the person you do not like, or even the person is against you. Entrust everything in the hand of Jesus. Today, whatever we live is not for ourselves, for the greater glory of God. Let us pray that we be always the disciple, true disciple of Jesus, making unity with all the people we meet today.